Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Coming up in about 30 minutes, we have the superintendent of schools in a particular school district here in Texas where they are arming the teachers. He will be joining us in about 30 minutes. Cindy Sheehan is going to be on with us in the fourth hour today, dealing with her run for the House of Representatives against the Speaker of the House's seat, Nancy I Love War and Corruption and the Police State Pelosi. We will also have wide open phones throughout the broadcast today. There's also an interesting little esoteric item that's up on JonesReport.com right now, an exclusive that I'll be going over a little bit later. That's JonesReport.com only. Nukes unlikely to be affected by Musharraf leaving office. And that's because it is a military puppet dictatorship with U.S. troops guarding those facilities and the same ruling Ten Council that he's been a puppet for through the U.S. and England is in control of the nuclear weapons. But we'll be going over that. Ambush of French paratroopers near Kabul kills 10 in Afghanistan. The more U.S. and, quote, coalition troops are dying now in Afghanistan than in Iraq. Russian general says Georgia may commit false flag terrorist attacks. Even have him saying this up on Russia Today, because that is a main tool of government staging terror attacks. The Russians have done it throughout history, but not as much as the British or the folks in the United States or the Israelis. They just absolutely love it. The Nazis were big supporters of that form of warfare. And until the public realizes that most of the terror attacks and events you see are state-sponsored to be blamed on their enemies. I mean, who has the motive? All the Republican memos and Democratic memos and statesmen on both sides, if you can call them that, Zbigniew Brzezinski on the left, and you've then got all these neocons on the right. They're all on the same team saying how great false flags are to show the public how to give up their rights and accept wars and basically not question their activities. But top Russian general says Georgia may commit false flag terror attacks. We're going to cover that out of the break. That's a PrisonPlanet.com exclusive in the Western media. We picked up on that in the Russian news, and it's all detailed there for you at PrisonPlanet.com. Joe Biden, who they're now reporting, the AP and others, is probably who Barack Obama is going to tap if it's not Hillary Clinton. In fact, the Las Vegas is in a dead heat. The people betting that it'll be Joe Biden or it will be Hillary Clinton, both master criminals. Joe Biden promises Georgia $1 billion to, quote, rebuild after the vicious, premeditated, dastardly sneak attack of the Russians. Of course, that isn't what happened, but hey, so what? You know, the public believes fluoride's good for them and mercury's good for them. Credit crunch may take out large U.S. bank, warns former IMF chief. Some financial news there. Also, Japan to label goods carbon footprints, the AP's reporting. And that's similar to what's happening in California and other places. Once you can label something, you can begin taxing people on their choices. And to tax, you have to track and chronicle. Also, Arctic ice sheet grows by 30% in 1 year at record levels since they've been recording the Arctic's growth. Doesn't matter. The public can't find the Arctic. And so, I'm not being mean here. They can just tell them that the polar bears can't swim. There's more reports of that. They're reporting on the news that polar bears are drowning because the ice all melted. Folks, polar bears are the greatest swimming land mammal. They can swim 300 miles. They routinely swim 150, 200 hunting. Does it matter? They can't swim. The public believes it. They also believe Russia attacked Georgia. Oh, my God. But they tell you, accept global tax, regulate every facet of your life, or we're all dead. The ice sheets are all melting. We're going to be flooded. Why, there's Hollywood movies that show it happening, so it must be true. So just pop open a brew, sit down, and watch American Idol. We'll be right back.
It is a big idea, a new world order. In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the New World Order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
Even terrible gas prices don't come close to the disaster of food costs from shortages already destroying millions of American families. Wheat for flour is already four times more expensive than it was about a year ago. Food costs continue to double because there's no food worldwide. The only solution is to use now and store for later great flavored super bulk foods that cost half as much as your groceries cost last year. Get on the web at eFoodsDirect.com and find a 2-month grab-and-go kit. This easy fix supply gives you 2 months worth of three great meals a day. The cost, about $5 a day. eFoodsDirect.com also has a complete bulk supply of superfood at half the cost of last year's groceries. Call 800-409-5633. The rest of the world is starving, but what happens in your piece of America is up to you. Call 800-409-5633.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
Is the visible world of geopolitical jockeying, different power structures colliding, but then there is the unseen or the occult, the hidden. And I want to just briefly get into the hidden before I get into the seen. We know that the ruling elite of the planet have been guarding knowledge of the ancients for thousands of years. The knowledge of architecture, the knowledge of farming, agriculture, military knowledge, organizational knowledge, behavioral knowledge on how to govern populations, how to manipulate populations. That is just a historical fact that statecraft was developed to a high science 4,000 years ago in Egypt and, of course, in Mesopotamia and other areas of the Middle East and Central Asia, India, China. And the general public has been convinced, at least in the past, to believe that there is no hidden hand, there are no elites, there is no subterfuge going on, there is no deception going on, government's good, the world's a wonderland, everything's happy, everything's fun, just fall asleep at the wheel and just enjoy yourself. Life is a merry-go-round. Meanwhile, carnage and death and destruction goes on all around us continually in the third world, and different globalist bodies like the UN and others have been caught paying to have women sterilized and the old euthanized and one-child policies and babies killed. And all of that goes on. And now, instead of denying that China has, quote, secret torture prisons where they took not just demonstrators, but people who didn't look right, who might embarrass the Chinese government, they take them to these facilities, according to mainstream news, and torture them and kill them and take their organs. And in every major city, they have 24 mobile execution vans per city that drive around the clock, just grabbing people and murdering them. And does the U.S. government say that's bad now? No. They did just 10 years ago, 20 years ago. Does the British government decry that? No. Does the citizenry even really decry that? No. And now we get secret jails. And the police were confronted a week and a half ago about, we hear you've got federal funds to build this secret detainment facility for 5,000 people. Oh, that's a conspiracy theory. That's not going on. And then it turns out they had built it. It was going on. I mean, if they're going to have some mass detainment facility, why not just be honest about the fact that you have it? No, it's all about secretiveness, this culture of secretiveness. That's all a cult means, is secretive, hidden. And we think of one of the vestigial arms of the occult as guys in pointy hats and witches and brooms. That's a very small part of it. It just means upper knowledge, higher knowledge, walled-off knowledge, secreted knowledge, cloistered knowledge, guarded knowledge. And this is what they traffic in. And their evil cannot stand if we simply become aware of it. You know, going back on the subject of China, they've had fake fireworks displays. They've had fake superimposed TV productions that they put out worldwide and said were real, showing God stepping into the arena on 888 at 888 in the afternoon with 888 drummers all playing at the same time. All occultic, mixing bizarre Germanic death cult druid rituals of the Olympics that Hitler revived for the 36 Olympics. He drew the rings, he came up with the torch, the name, everything is Adolf Eloise Hitler, a giant black magic ritual. I mean, you don't believe me, just go to the encyclopedia, it's admitted. Every time I throw that out, that Hitler, especially years ago when nobody seemed to know, now it's more popularized, it's even been on CNN, I get emails and calls going, I thought you were crazy, and I looked it up, and it's true, it's a weird Nazi black magic ritual. Well, of course it is. See, that's all any of these people believe in. They obsess on it. It's constant. Mixed in with a bunch of bizarre Chinese mystery religion, 5,000-year-old weirdness. Numerology. And so with that backdrop, there have been scores of films, scores of newspaper articles, UN announcements, speeches. There was a Philips TV ad where it says on 9/11 everything changes. And this was in 1999. And it shows two F-16s drop 2,000-pound bombs on the World Trade Centers and blow them up. And it says, Philips, changing your world. What? I mean, that's not even veiled. Tom Clancy comes out a year and a half before 9/11, and writes a novel about hijackers hijacking jets to fly them into the World Trade Centers. Tom Clancy writes the script for the Ghost Troop. Ghost Recon video game. And in it, in the middle of 2008, the video game was made in 2001, U.S. forces backing Georgians attack Ossetia, South Ossetia, and are repulsed. You see, it's so important to them to flaunt it and throw it in your face. And if you study black magic, which I have done, it's, I mean, I've read quite a few books on the subject. If you study the occult, and by black magic, that they just believe that they are actively, for their own selfishness, changing the world. Going out and interfering with others, dominating others, that's black magic, or the left-hand path, and you have the right-hand path, which all these, quote, white magicians are into. Whether you believe it's real or not, the elite really do believe in this. And they believe that by putting out totems and signets and signs, ziggurats or markers, the Vikings did it, the Egyptians did it, the Aztecs did it, they all do it. When they were about to have a battle, the Vikings and the Aztecs and the Romans and everybody else would march up with a stone or a wooden idol, a standing stone, and place it in the ground as a marker. And they believe that that projected the god's strength into them for the attack. I was just at the Capitol with family, the Texas Capitol, this weekend, showing them around. And we went into the Senate chambers that have all those famous paintings of Battle of San Jacinto, Battle of Goliad, Battle of the Alamo. And on two of the major paintings, the one from, took photos of it, I meant to put it on the web, from San Jacinto and the Alamo, there is the flag of the goddess. And they're carrying it before them. So this has been passed on since ancient times. And that's what it is when you see all of these movies and all of these programs, and I mean, there's hundreds of them. In fact, I want to open a thread up on the PrisonPlanet.com forum last night when Aaron called me about this latest information he discovered. I just said, I know you're real busy trying to finish up the encoding and the upload of Fabled Enemies for the members at PrisonPlanet.tv in all these different formats and qualities. I said, but I want you to go ahead and write a blurb. He said, sure. And I said, well, don't spend hours on it. Just put the Lone Gunman and the Simpsons and this new one in there. But we need to add a link on the PrisonPlanet.com forum so that our listeners can, because I can't even remember all the hundreds of totems or lesser magics. The spells is what these are. Where they show you, you know, the Masonic U.S. Mint in the years before 9/11 creates the money, where you can fold it and show the towers and the Pentagon and when they're hit, when they're on fire, when they collapse. And then within an hour of 9/11, that was on the internet already, people saying, look, you can fold money this way. Well, those that were involved in the attacks, they put that out. When that was leaked out onto message boards within 1 hour of the attack, no one would have noticed that. No one would have known that. You see, this is important to them in this ritual magic that they are engaging in. They believe that they need to leave tokens in the real world of what they're doing. And they are doing it. And they do this over and over again. Now, this latest piece of hundreds, and I want listeners to go in and contribute there in the Prison Planet forum. There's a link up on PrisonPlanet.com to the forum if you haven't been there. And let's create a thread and let's, there's hundreds. I mean, I'm thinking of them right now. There's so many. I can think of three Hollywood movies where they cut to a clock showing 9/11 in the couple years before 9/11, where they show the clock right when buildings blow up at 9/11, like saying buildings are going to blow up on 9/11. But this latest one is from the movie The Matrix. And we're going to cover this when we get back. I'm going to wrap up this esoteric discussion. Then we've got this superintendent coming on about arming teachers in schools. Then I'm going to get into the latest developments with the economy, with the nukes, with Pakistan.
May I have everybody's attention? attention, please. I've come with a message of information. 9/11 was an inside job.
Do you like being a puppet, sir? Do you like being a puppet for the New World Order?
How do the American people know that 9/11 was a stage, was it engineered by you, David Rockefeller, the Trilateral Commission, the CFR?
The day that we stop asking questions is the day that we have allowed the seeds of despotism to grow at our own door.
7 years after the attacks of September 11th, a global awakening has taken place.
An inside job? How dare you?
Do you know that there's treason going on? You can be held accountable for treason yourself.
All hell is breaking loose on 6th Avenue.
And if the government has not told the truth, in 5 years we will be here on the 10th anniversary of that.
Truth Rising. Download the film at PrisonPlanet.tv right now or get the DVD at InfoWars.com. It's now time to take the revolution to the next level.
When making important financial decisions, you should always know the facts. That's why Midas Resources is willing to pay you to read the facts. Midas Resources, a team of hand-picked financial specialists with decades of financial experience who are ready to provide you with state-of-the-art, up-to-date financial services. Midas Resources offers a host of services and stands behind their products. In fact, if you call and order their free Midas report, Midas Resources will pay you. This detailed report will provide you with financial history on the safest and most profitable areas to invest in. If you read the report, Midas Resources will send you a free Walking Liberty silver half dollar. So what are you waiting for? Get the facts and call Midas Resources toll free at 888-292-2709. That's 888-292-2709. And remember, if you read the Midas report, you'll receive a free Walking Liberty silver half dollar.
Have you ever suffered from giardia, food poisoning, heavy metal poisoning, arthritis, fatigue, or high cholesterol? Maybe you're one of the 75 million Americans that the Center for Disease Control reports is suffering from internal parasites. If so, Freshwater Organics is proud to introduce you to a million-year-old miracle that has been used all over the world by health-conscious individuals seeking alternatives to chemicals and drugs. FPP, or fossilized phytoplankton powder, is a 100% natural, organic product with absolutely no additives. When taken daily, it is an excellent source of natural plant-based silica with 14 trace minerals. Many believe it is the key to a healthy digestive tract. To find an FPP distributor near you, or to buy it now online, go to www.freshwaterorganics.com. You can also call toll-free at 888-949-3570. That's 888-949-3570.
Gas prices are out of control. Fight back by doing what thousands of listeners to the Alex Jones Show have done. Developed by a major oil company, a product that really works. Introducing SFR's Protect-A-Complete fuel system and engine treatment. Just one bottle increases mileage for up to 6 months. Fleet tested by major oil companies showing improvements in every car tested. Stop paying mechanics your hard-earned money to have your injection system cleaned. Protecta cleans up to 95% of new injector condition in just one tank full and is safe for all cars. Tests conducted by General Motors conclude fuel injectors can partially plug in as little as 5,000 miles due to poor gasoline quality. Fight high fuel prices by purchasing a Protecta fuel system treatment for only $9.95 and receive an engine treatment free at $12.95 value. Satisfaction guaranteed or your money back. Go to oilcompanysecret.com. That's oilcompanysecret.com or call 888-USE-SFR1. That's 888-873-7371.
Welcome back. All right, up on JonesReport.com is a big new development. The Matrix and Other 9/11 Hollywood Symbolism, JonesReport.com, Aaron Dykes. Insiders love bragging to one another about being on the inside. Perhaps that's one explanation for the abundance of Illuminati symbolism in mainstream media and corporate logos. Among these interesting references to 9/11 that have been uncovered in media release before 9/11 is a passport for Neo in the blockbuster film The Matrix, released in 1999. The passport in Neo's file shows an expiration date of September 11th, 2001, seemingly now an eerie coincidence found in the smallest of details. But guess when his passport was issued? You know, passports are issued for 10 years. It was issued on September 11th, 1991, when George Herbert Walker Bush gave his State of the Union speech calling for a new world order and 1,000 points of life, light, and a new world coming into view, a big idea. So you see that over and over again. It's issued on the date he calls for the new world order. His passport expires on 9/11/2001. And what scene is this? It's in the movie when the agents that he thinks are FBI, he doesn't know it's a Matrix, grab him and take him and then put that bug, remember, literally a bug, in his stomach to track him. Remember that? And it's in that key scene while he's being interrogated and they're looking at his United States of America, quote, capital city, USA. And, of course, they say the real capital of the United States is New York City. They call it the capital of the world. So, capital city, USA, September 11th, 2001, passport agency, United States of America. And they throw it down on the counter in front of him. You have to flip the video over on its head, which is more occultism, and then you can see it straight on. So, it's backwards. And the date is September 11th, 2001. Now, this in and of itself is not that strong. But when you then find out that Chris Carter and the X-Files, 6 months before 9/11, put out a TV program, The Lone Gunman, the spinoff of the X-Files, where the government, a criminal element within the Pentagon, hijacks a jet by remote control to fly into the World Trade Center, using remote control and blaming it on hijackers, locking down the communications of the plane, and then you find out they plan to fly it into the towers to blame it on Afghanistan and launch a war in Central Asia and the Middle East. And he starts talking to his father, who's one of the, you know, high-level shadow government people, and he says, one of the lone gunmen, he says, Dad, you know, how are they going to cover this up? How are they going to do it? And he says, an anti-terrorism exercise. The government will be caught off guard because it's going to be done as part of an anti-terror exercise tonight. So exactly what happened 6 months later. The government did run drills of the World Trade Center Pentagon being hit by hijacked jets that day, and that was used as the cover. And don't forget, they had Tripod 2 of an anthrax attack going on, where they had already days before moved out of Building 7 and moved to mobile command centers so they could continue to organize and run everything, even when they blew their own buildings up. I mean, it is just amazing. And then you look at 7-7, the exact trains being bombed at the exact same time, at the exact same locations, one out of 23-plus tretagillion, billions of times all the grains of sand in all the world. But then you see all the other 9-11 symbolism in TV and movies leading up to 9-11. Then you have the Long Kiss Goodnight in 97, big Hollywood movie, where a secret government group of defense contractors have tried to blow up the World Trade Center in 93, which is really what they did. That came out in the New York Times. And they say, but this time, you know, the terrorists didn't do a good job for us, so we're just going to blow it up ourselves. How else are we going to get a war in the Middle East? So later in the show, I'm going to get back into this and play some of those clips. For our great YouTube directors out there, are welcome to take my analysis right now and put it in with all those clips of The Matrix and The Lone Gunman and all of this, and because I don't have the personnel, if you want to really wake people up, that'll be a top viral video, whoever makes that. But this is what we're dealing with here. And we've got some other examples up on JonesReport.com. It's the second story from the top at JonesReport.com. Now, as I said, we're going to get into armed teachers in Texas. I think it's a good idea if it's handled right. We'll find out what you think later. Superintendent joining us, scheduled to. And then we're going to get into the whole geopolitical situation and then back into the esoteric and then Cindy Sheehan. Stay with me.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Terror Storm, a history of government-sponsored terror. Loose Change, Final Cut. Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement. The True Story of the Bilderberg Group. The Late Great USA. America, Freedom to Fascism. These are just a few of the hundreds of powerful documentary films and books available at truthnews.us and prisonplanet.com. When you visit prisonplanet.com, you can connect to our amazing online store. Whether you're looking for survival and wellness products like Berkey water filters, or you would like a book on the history of the Federal Reserve, we've got the most well-researched and documented titles, all available at prisonplanet.com. Or if you'd like, you can give the InfoWars store a call at 888-253-3139. Or you can view more than 1,000 titles in super high quality right now at prisonplanet.tv. Knowledge is power, and the information you need to effectively wake up your fellow man and fight the New World Order is available right now at truthnews.us and prisonplanet.tv. Join the InfoWar today.
You ever have one of those days where everything goes right? First, I get the best parking space at work. Tonight, I have a date with a very lovely Rachel. And today, I gave a killer presentation in Sydney, finalized the contract in London, and demoed our new product in Boston, online from my desk with WebEx. WebEx lets me take meetings and give presentations from my desk. I just talk to clients on the phone, and they watch what's happening on my desktop from their desktop. So I can travel the world and still be here for my date tonight with Rachel.
Travel less. Meet online with WebEx for as little as $59 a month, about the price of a tank of gas. You can host unlimited meetings every month from your desktop. WebEx from Cisco, used by more than 7 million people every month. Give it a try, free, and qualify for a free webcam. Go to WebEx.com and enter the promo code REWARD. WEBEX.com. Promo code REWARD. Free webcams available while supplies last. Terms and restrictions apply. See website for details.
Attention. This is an extremely urgent, self-reliant news bulletin. If you have ever wanted to produce your own cheaper-than-dirt survival food, this is going to be the most important message you will ever hear. Here is why. This network has just learned of a new video course that reveals the secrets of how to safely prepare and store all types of survival foods in an event of social unrest and food shortages here in the U.S. Grain shortages and hunger are spreading across the globe. Will troops guard the food supplies in the U.S. this fall? Don't wait. Learn the food shortage skills that can keep you and your family alive in a crisis. Get the details at foodshortageusa.com. That's foodshortageusa.com. Or you can call toll-free 877-327-0365. Don't wait for empty shelves. Go to foodshortageusa.com while you still have time. www.foodshortageusa.com. Or toll-free at 877-327-0365. Act now.
Don't worry, this show is documented. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
I fell into a burning ring.
If you look at the unified crime statistics of the Department of Justice since 1991, school shootings have dropped around 25%. And most of those are gangbangers shooting each other in some of the worst areas of the country, Chicago, L.A., New York. And normally they're in victim disarmament zones, where the general public has been disarmed, or there's very strict victim disarmament known as gun control. But still the media hypes it up to where national studies show the average American believes there's an epidemic of school shootings. There have been a lot of cases that should be famous but aren't in Louisiana and Texas and Arkansas and New York, just scores of cases of where a teenager comes in and starts shooting and may wound one or two people, may kill one person, some cases shoots but misses, and a teacher has broken the, quote, law and had a gun in their briefcase, or they've run out to their car quickly and gotten a firearm and shot them or driven them off till the police can get there. And it'll be in a regional news, but never national news. Now, my father grew up, of course, in East Texas in a pretty good-sized rural school district. And he would, during quail season or dove season, he'd take a shotgun to school. He would get dropped off or ride the bus in, and he was friends with all the coaches, and he would go hunting with them and, you know, some of the other football players. And they had, and just until a few years ago, even New York City still had a shooting club for the people, never had a problem. In every one of the mass shooting cases, Harrison, Klebold, Kinkle, the latest cases, the crazy man up in Blacksburg, Virginia, they're all on serotonin reuptake inhibitors. And, of course, it's admitted on the Prozac insert and all other serotonin reuptake inhibitors, drug sheets, fact sheets, admit it causes psychotic breaks and violent outbreaks. It's a hallucinogen. And so some days you're having a good trip, some days you have a bad trip. So what we really should control is that in young people, but that's not going to happen because the drug companies are pushing it more than ever through the New Freedom Initiative in the schools for, quote, mental health screening. But that's the real root of so much of this. But going to our guest, there have been student groups and colleges and teacher groups who've been calling for being able to be armed or taking a course or letting it be at the discretion of the superintendent of schools or the principal to have an instant access pistol safe, which only they can access in their desk. And I think it's a fabulous idea. It's been proposed. Texas School District to let teachers carry guns. A Texas school district will let teachers bring guns to classes in North Texas. The district superintendent said on Friday in what experts said appear to be a first in the United States. And I don't like Rick Perry because he's not a real conservative, but I do like what he's done here. Texas Governor Rick Perry okayed with teachers, staff carrying guns at school. So this is precedent setting. And we are joined by the Herald ISD superintendent, David Thwaite. And David, we appreciate you coming on, sir.
Man, I'm glad to be here.
I kind of prefaced that with some of the history. Tell us about your school district, your decision to do this, or how this occurred, and where you see all this going.
Well, you know, Alex, whenever we're looking at the history of school shooting and you're talking about them, but I think when we go back to the 95 and the Brady Bill and not allowing guns in schools, I think we created a killing zone. And that's when all these major school shootings have occurred. When we started looking at security, we decided, obviously, we needed to do something passive. And that's the first thing we did. We installed the one-entry school with the electronic entry. All the teachers have fobs that they can wave in front of a magnetic strip, unlock the door, et cetera. We also installed in that system a panic system in the administrative offices. It can be a button can be pushed. All those doors can be locked. Sirens go off. And we also have state-of-the-art cameras. So we spent a lot of money making sure that we have every passive system in place to avoid things. But then several things started happening. The first thing that happened was in October 06, you will remember the shooting in Pennsylvania with the Amish. That was very disturbing. And what was disturbing about that was a known entity who came into the school. I believe he was a milk delivery man, wasn't he? And he came in and shot. And so they let him in the door. He said they welcomed him. And so we could have a situation where we welcome somebody, a delivery man, somebody who's normally there, somebody who for any number of reasons becomes evil or starts acting that way. The next thing that was disturbing was the Virginia Tech. Now, obviously, part of our plan and many emergency plans is that the teachers lock those doors, bring the children in, and protect them. Well, in that case, he just chained the doors shut, and then I think he went and knocked the doors down and went and shot them in the classroom. So basically, what we had to say is what happens if somebody gets in our building, and that's it's not too hard to do. They're going to break in. They're going to do something to work their way in around our passive security system.
Or you can, with the passive, have the other form, like we just saw at that mega Baptist church out in Colorado, where the security guard was armed, and so he was stopped dead in his tracks instead of killing 50 people.
That's right. But here we are, 30 minutes from law enforcement. So, you know, how much killing can be done in 30 minutes? A lot. And not just that, but many of us have our own children in that school, and we could, and we live nearby, we could run, but you know, somebody comes in the door, I'm going to run out of the building, leave my children there to go get a gun. Well, you know, that's a hard decision, and I don't think I could make that. So we had to come up with some solution. So we started researching the policies, and of course, obviously, when anybody researches gun violence and the real statistics around it, you're going to find that there's a whole lot of hype, just like you said, in Hollywood and anybody else. And we found out that, you know, guns aren't dangerous. Really, what's killing kids is transportation and bathtubs and swimming pools and many other things.
And football. Football accidents kill more each year than school shootings.
Right. So, I mean, there's a lot of things that we are willing to take risks for. And so we decided to go the concealed route because, obviously, the state legislature allows that. Now, we've taken several precautions. Concealed handgun is needed. I mean, a concealed license is needed for the teacher. Then they have to be approved by the board by name, not position, but by name. And then we work on training, hostage, taking room clearance, shooting, a wide gamut, extensive training okay? And then we're talking about having to be concealed on that person at all times, and it must be frangible ammunition. It's got to be ammunition that breaks apart when it hits a hard object.
Yeah, the sear safety slugs. You don't want it going through a wall and killing children on the other side. So right. It's the type that are basically plastic bullets that have a metal casing around it, devastating to whoever you shoot, but won't go through a wall.
Right. So we've taken lots of precautions. And people have talked about, I know I have several reporters asking me, what if somebody takes that gun? Well, first of all, let's go back historically. And you were talking about the East Texas stories. There's all kinds of stories. Before 95, guns were allowed on campuses. And many school districts had individual rules, but basically there were guns on campuses. And there's no documented, anything documented from 95 on back.
Exactly.
Nothing.
Exactly. And literally, when my father grew up, this was even in big cities, not just small towns.
Right.
I mean, during deer season, during other hunting seasons, there were just guys everywhere walking around putting their shotguns in their lockers because they would all get together and go hunting. And you never had accidents because safety was taught. We were a better country then, I guess. And then they
right.
take the guns away, and it creates a big, giant, red flashing sign saying, victim disarmament zone, come here, and you'll have a bunch of passive people because you're a coward, and you know you can carry out your evil unopposed.
That's right. And this is not just in Texas. I've heard a story of somebody up in the 60s and 70s in New York City, and they were in a shooting club, and they remember carrying their gun on the subway to school, coming to school, and showing their teacher their new gun. And the teacher, a woman, says, oh, that's neat. Look at the pistol I just bought, and pulled one out of her purse. I said, this is stuff that's going on. This was what's happening.
Hey, I'm not that old, but I remember, you know, up there with the history teacher, who'd also be the football coach, you know, showing off who's got the best old Henry pocket knives. You get caught with one of those now, they'll probably hang you.
Well, what we've done is vilify the tools, not the people, and we need to do that. And what makes me mad about the liberal press, somebody tried to question me the other day about police officers miss 2/3 of the time. Well, that's only half the statistic, Alex. You know, what you really need to say is they're coming in to a situation
guns
where they don't know anything about
14 million
it.
Crimes a year.
That's
okay,
right.
Bottom line, guns have saved just millions of people every year, and all the facts are there.
That's right. That's right. And obviously, here we have it. If somebody can tell me another solution, when you have an active shooter, I can lead them away from a fire. I can lead them away from a tornado. I can lead them away from a toxic spill on the railroad that runs near my school. I cannot lead them away from an active shooter. You don't take a knife to a gunfight. What else do you take? If somebody can tell me the technology, I'll take it.
Well,
but
if you get just
happens,
three or four teachers that are armed, you know, they're going to come at you with this. They're going to say, what if one of the teachers goes nuts? Well, that could happen anyways, and they're going to bring the gun. They're going to get in. God forbid, we don't really have any cases of that, but they're going to say, in fact, they're already saying that. Well, the answer is yes. If a trusted person who's normally there gets through with it, we're going to have other people that are armed who can checkmate them.
That's exactly right. You know, let's do a statistical thing. Let's say that we don't do anything with the gun-free zones for the next decade, and we have as many shootings as we've had. Let's say that there are 10 in a 10-year period, and let's say that we average on average 10 deaths each time. That's 100 students that have died. Let's say that we implement some gun safety, and that stops the shootings, but we actually have two accidents. Let's say we kill two or three people. Well, just looking at the hard, cold facts, we would have saved 97 lives.
Well, I agree, but bottom line, it's about, are we men or mice? Are we women or mice? Is this a free country? Do we have a Second Amendment? Are we going to give in to terrorists, give in to criminals, give in
right.
to violent schizophrenics, or are we going to go back to a culture of Davy Crockett and self-reliance that made this nation great? Are we going to teach our children that we're cowards and we just dial 911 and wait to die, or are we going to teach them to stand up and take action?
You're preaching to the choir.
Well, it's beautiful, and what did you think when you got a positive response mainly from this? I mean, I've seen the national polls. It was almost 50-50 15 years ago that the gun grabbers had kind of brainwashed the public. Now most polls show around 75% of the people are sick of the gun control, the victim disarmament, and arming teachers, arming college students, having guns in dorms. It's now becoming popular, and the gun grabbers are really getting frustrated right now.
I was overwhelmed with the response that I'm getting. I'm getting emails all over the place, and I'm getting a few negatives. Obviously, you know, about half the negatives are from Europe and other places like UK and the Netherlands who don't believe in guns. But it's overwhelming, Alex. And I would like to thank your listeners who are listening who have sent those in to me, because it's been very encouraging, because the liberal press is trying to put a bad spin on this, and I'm not going to let them, because the arguments are not there. The evidence isn't there. All they can do is poo-poo the idea, but they cannot bring up evidence. All they can say is, this is the most dangerous idea in history, as Fallon is saying down in Houston. But you know what? She's not an expert on it.
Well, you know what?
I don't want to hear about it, because give me some reasons. I can take reasons.
They are scared of the precedent that we are allowed to defend ourselves and that we have a right to defense. They are scared of, and listen, if we would have just implemented guns in the cockpits, instead of taking them out as they did a few years before 9/11, if we would have implemented guns in the schools instead of taking them out in 95, as you said, when all this started, then we wouldn't need to have these schools be little mini prisons and our children basically being, you know, trained to be in these little prisons.
Instead of
all the passive stuff, we needed to. So listen, you are really doing something revolutionary here, which just gets back to our American roots.
That's right. Well, you know, it's sad that it has to be this way. Why in the world did we ever get to this point? And, you know, I want to know what we did before we had police officers. I don't think they came along until, like, the 1870s.
That's right. New York started
what did we do before
force.
That?
The New York started the first force in 1866.
Right. So, and that's where we got the word copper, because they had word copper badges, and then we copied them after London. And here's another interesting stat about London bobbies. They didn't carry guns until the 1970s or 80s, until they started disarming their people.
And then the crime rate has exploded to the highest in Europe. Now, we have more murders in the U.S. per capita, but they have more muggings and woundings. They have now hundreds of knifings a week in England, murders. Look at Japan, where these killers go in to shopping malls and, you know, kill 15 people with a knife. The answer is letting the people defend themselves instead of setting this monopoly of power where only the state has it. Plus, sir, there's the danger of only having the government with the guns. That always leads to tyranny.
That always does. And that's not, I love some blog. It said the Second Amendment needs to be adjusted. Oh my goodness. I want to know how come we have to go to classes for the Second Amendment when we don't have to do it for freedom of speech or religion. You know, we don't have to go to classes in order to practice freedom of speech. The amendments are there. You know, you can't be talking about wanting to adjust them without changing the very way that we think in America.
Look at the highest crime rates where they have victim disarmament, Chicago, D.C., New York, where they have crime rates in some cases 100%+ higher. I mean, you don't have a lot of home invasions in Texas because they don't go in your house when you're there like they do in New York, because they know half the households have got somebody waiting on the other side with a gun. And look where they've implemented concealed carry in Florida, in Texas, and in a dozen plus other states. On average, you can pull these numbers up, a 24% drop in carjackings, in home invasions within 1 year.
Yeah, it's immediate. It, the evidence is all there.
So, sir, did you form this plan? I mean, what was the zenith or the genesis of this idea?
I just, you know, it just made sense. I mean, it's just a matter of thinking things through. I've always been a outside-the-box thinker, and this is not the only thing we've done outside the box. I think we're the only school this size. I started reading research reading music and playing an instrument raises IQ 10 to 15 points permanently. And so we started a jazz band program, not a marching band. We don't need the numbers. We wanted the music. And this year we started a K-4 individual piano lessons. We've think outside the box. What's going to work? Let's do something that is actually going to work. And that's what we did.
Now, have you been contacted by other school districts around the country or Texas that are interested in seeing what you've done?
No, I think that, you know, it's really interesting in education that obviously there is a certain amount of we want to stick together on a lot of stuff, but I think a lot of folks are kind of watching and seeing to see what happens. And I think a lot of people don't understand, and they've bought into all of the propaganda that guns are going to kill. And I mentioned it, one of my friends and I we were going to do it, and he said, well, what about the safety? And I said, what do you mean the safety? He goes, are you talking about guns in the school? Yeah. Okay, automatically you think, oh my gosh, you have a gun there, it's going to go off, things are going to happen.
Oh, they think
that
guns
automatically think.
They think guns like have feet and crawl out of their holsters and and like have some evil agency to them. Well, look, I wouldn't put my children in any major city public school because they're federalized, they're dumbing them down, the drugging, the unhealthy food, the commercialism. There are some rural schools I'm aware of that if I did live in a rural area, I might even have them go to public school because I know some of the principals and people that are involved, and that those are the schools that continue to get the high scores almost as good as private and homeschooling because they're not under this federal model. But I'll say this. This goes a long way towards making it a public school that you could put your children in, knowing that it's not a victim disarmament zone, a shooting gallery. And
well,
plus,
just
all the media hype advertises the schools as a place for a nut to go to do this. Go ahead.
All right. I mean, just as a side note, that it's funny that you mentioned the federal program. I do take some free and reduced money. We have a large class of low socioeconomic level students, but we don't take any title money. We don't do that. We don't do all the Nickleby stuff. But our scores, we have a recognized school. We're doing what's right for students.
Well, I really appreciate you joining us. Is there a website people can visit to learn more about the Herald ISD, David?
Well, it's heraldisd.net, and they can go to that. It's two R's in Herald, and go to our new website. We're still in the process of trying to get it up and going, but it's you know, we're just a small district just doing our job.
Superintendent,
and trying to do what's right for students.
Superintendent David Thweet, thank you for joining us. We'll check in with you as this unfolds.
Question: is the world getting better or vastly worse?
A world economic collapse could come any day.
Question: are you prepared or are you ignoring the signs?
Question:
do you have 7 years of healthy food for your family? Answer. Go to survivalistseeds.com now. 12,000 seeds giving you 5,000 pounds of food for just 4 pennies a pound.
Without a long-term food solution, your choices are limited.
Visit survivalistseeds.com and check out our doomsday water filter system.
Without water, you die.
It's all online at survivalistseeds.com.
Are you prepared?
That's survivalistseeds.com. Go to survivalistseeds.com. Do it now or become
property of the new world order.
Hey, Clyde.
What's up, Bonnie?
Well, I got a question about those shielded secure sleeves from Identity Stronghold.
Yeah, the sleeves that block us from stealing account numbers from the new credit cards with RFID chips. What about them?
Well, I mentioned them to our friends, and they want info on purchasing the secure sleeves.
Oh, Bonnie. If everyone starts hearing about the secure sleeve, it'll destroy our plan to steal credit card numbers at the mall with my new RFID reader.
I know, but these are friends, Clyde. They promise not to tell anyone else.
I guess you're right. That's what friends are for, I suppose. Tell them they can get a 5-pack of secure sleeves that will fit credit cards and driver's licenses for $19.95. And Identity Stronghold also has a 3-pack of secure sleeves for passport books for $14.95.
And where do they buy them?
They can buy them online or get a mail-in order form at idstronghold.com.
idstronghold.com. Okay, well, what if they don't have the internet?
They can call 1-800-610-2770. That's 800-610-2770.
Thanks, Clyde.
A day unlike any other in the long course of American history, a terrorist act of war against this country.
The enemy struck America on September 11th. But who is the enemy?
Bin Laden.
This is his M.O.
We have to look to the Middle East. We have to look to Osama bin Laden.
Fabled Enemies is the first 9/11 film to take a close look at the terrorist ties to intelligence networks inside the United States.
Some U.S. investigators believe that there are Israelis again very much engaged in spying in and on the U.S.
I'm aware that some Israeli citizens have been detained.
Bin Laden's connections to the CIA, the hijacker's ties to the FBI, the Saudi Arabian connection, the Israeli intelligence network, warnings and war games, the shadow government, and much, much more. Fabled Enemies. Get the DVD at Infowars.com or see it in super high quality, along with hundreds of other titles at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Either you are with us or you are with the terrorists.
Final segment with Superintendent of Herald ISD in North Texas, David Thweet. David, in closing, what you're doing is so important is it does set a precedent, and it shows great courage in this gelded, emasculated society. The establishment, the UN, has said in treaties with the United States they want a monopoly of power by the state. And tyranny always comes in the form of a uniform in a government disarming its people, and this slide towards disarming us and threatens our entire way of life, but it also threatens the safety of our citizens. And so I want to thank you for being a true trailblazer, and I'm so proud that so much of the trailblazing we're seeing is happening in Texas. What was the response of the parents? I mean, did you first propose this to the school board? Was this done in an open setting? When did this debate about doing this start?
I think it started, we passed it on October 22nd, 2007, and I think the debate started about a year and a half before that as we discussed it and looked at it, and we discussed it several times. I think, like I said, what drove us over the edge was, first of all, the Amish, and then I think Virginia Tech is what was, I think that was the final straw. And as we started looking at solving the real problems, and it was passed unanimously by our board, and the parents of our district, which aren't very many, but they support it mostly 100%. There's a few that have qualms, but again, I think it's because, again, they have been duped by the media and they haven't listened to the arguments. But a lot of our students come from outside the district. They choose to come here.
Well,
and they like to. I'm
sure.
Sorry, go ahead.
Sure. No. When I travel to England or I travel to New York or Chicago, you see the criminal thug types all over the streets. They're arrogant. They look aggressively at you. You see them intimidating women, as we said, hundreds of times higher muggings and killings. And then you go to another Texas city or Arizona city or Vermont city or Florida city where you've got armed citizenry and the crooks are scared. I mean, what can't the domesticated people out there who've never been around a gun understand about that? I mean, why do they feel safe when they see a police officer with a gun, but then they don't feel safe when they see it? I mean, now even in Texas, you try to drive with a deer rifle in your gun rack, the cops pull you over. I mean, how did we overnight turn into this idea of guns being in citizens' hands are so scary, and I see you turning the tide?
I don't know. I really wish I knew. I think, as you've talked about it, we just want to be a bunch of victims. We don't want to take the power back into our own lives. But you know what? In rural America, we have to do that. We have to take care of business. We can't wait around for somebody else to solve the problem for us. We are our only solution, and we help each other out. But, you have to protect yourself.
And we have seen some nuts in rural areas. That's where a lot of your shootings have happened, and it's very important what you're doing. I think you can get rid of the prison door and to the cameras. I know you're doing that because that's what the feds called for and what was pushed, the money that was offered. But I really think if you arm four or five teachers, your problem's solved, and we can go back to Mayberry RFD. We really commend you, David Thweet, Harold ISD Superintendent, and Godspeed.
Thank you, Alex. Appreciate it.
You bet. God bless. Okay, folks, there he goes. And I appreciate my producer getting him on the broadcast. He's going to be on Glenn Beck today later, so we got him first. Okay, I got a big stack of important news here that I want to go over. There has also been more dangerous disinformation in the Patriot movement aimed at myself and Ted Anderson. And so at the bottom of this hour, I am just going to, in a nebulous fashion, briefly address it, because it is this type of rot gut poison that stalls and brings down movements, at least on a local front. So I'll have about a 2-minute comment on the, delusional treachery craziness. A lot of people are so obsessed with me. It's getting worse and worse. I mean, I'm really getting to where I don't want to go to events. I don't want to even do this anymore sometimes, because I hate being the center of attention. And I can't stand all these other people in the movement who literally eat, drink, and sleep Alex Jones, and so they want to hate me, so they invent stuff to hate me about.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.